USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president's special representative for Ukraine resigned Friday. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint concerning the July phone conversation between President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart. The resignation is raising questions. The House Foreign Affairs Committee said that they had scheduled a deposition with Ambassador Volker just next week. It's not sure now if he will still take part in the deposition. The White House had restricted access to the transcript of President Trump's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Saudi Crown Prince. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel, explains how the rest of the committee is viewing the hidden conversations.
It leads you to believe that somebody's hiding something or somebody wants to keep things from getting outside.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Army officer who used to oversee White House communications at the Trump Florida estate Mar-a-Lago has gotten a 3-year probation sentence for making false statements during a child pornography investigation. Court documents show he became a target for investigators after he uploaded topless photos of a young relative to a Russian website. The Miami Herald's Nick Nahemus has been reporting the story.
He was at the White House switchboard before this in charge of making calls for the president, the vice president, and senior White House staff. He also traveled with the president and vice president to maintain their communication.
Uber has added a 911 button to its app that will allow riders to quietly send a message to emergency personnel. Also, riders can opt to use a 4-number PIN that will verify driver and rider before the ride leaves. And there is now also bike lane alerts to make sure you don't step out into a biking zone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor are investigating allegations that a payroll company diverted millions of dollars in employee pay to its own bank accounts. USA's John Hunt reports.
An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Shaffrin had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Voters in Afghanistan have cast their ballots in a presidential election. Even though the voting is over, the results won't be announced for a few weeks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Preliminary results won't be available till October 17th, with a final vote count due on November 7th. If no candidate wins 51% of the vote, a second round will be held between the two leading candidates. Leading contenders are incumbent Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his partner in the 5-year-old unity government, Abdullah Abdullah, who already alleges power abuse by his opponent. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.